Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If life is full of heartache and those who make plans are building monuments to disappoint, people in love are not aware of it. For lovely Penny Gibbs and wealthy Barry Carlton, in love, are planning richly for the future, far and near. Out for an evening's drive with Barry, Penny says...
Oh, Barry, I never thought you and I'd talk about the things we talk about.
Neither did I, Penny. Just bears out that old saying, one never knows, does one?
Neither do two.
Neither.
Oh, it's hard to believe that any of this is true, darling. I mean, though, I won't wake up some morning.
You'll wake up some morning and realize that before the day is over, you'll no longer be Miss Penny Gibbs.
And that'll be strange, having a new name on me.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it'll be months before I get used to it.
Well, where do you start writing it? That's when you'll run into trouble.
That's right. I'll even have to sign my name differently, won't I?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd better do a little practicing.
Mrs. Barry Cotton. Oh, I hope you won't be offended, darling, but the name sounds awfully strange to me.
Mrs. Barry Carlton sounds a little strange to me, too, Penny. After all, there's never been one.
Now, I sometimes wonder whether there will be or not.
Say, now, you're not going back on me now, are you?
No, darling, it's just the day seems so long. You know, time used to fly for me. Now the hours themselves seem like days.
Yeah.
And the days like months.
No, weeks.
You have to get technical. Where are we driving to?
Oh, someplace.
Someplace special?
Well, I hope it will be one of these days.
Oh, then we aren't just going for a ride.
Well, yes and no. I thought it would be nice to go for a drive this evening, but I thought we might put the trip to good use, too.
Trip is right. We must be 30 miles out of Rossville by now.
Yeah, just about. Penny,
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't cherish the thought of living in that museum Mother calls home after we're married, would you?
No, Barry. I guess I've been so excited I hadn't even thought about where we'd live.
Well, we can live at Mother's if you want to. There's plenty of room. But Mother says we're silly if we don't move into a place of our own.
Oh, darling, it wouldn't be necessary, really.
You and I aren't going to worry about what's necessary or unnecessary. Whatever we want to do, we'll do. Oh, here's the place I'm looking for.
No, I don't see anything.
No, wait till I pull off the highway. I'll show you.
Okay.
There. Can you see through the window on my side of the car? Well, what do you see?
Nothing. Nothing but a hill.
About 10 miles away, and it's more of a baby mountain than a hill. I bought that yesterday.
You bought that?
Uh-huh. That's our mountain now. I was thinking, if you liked living way out here, we'd build a home on top of it. It's a pretty good road all the way up to the top.
Oh, Barry, you should.
Now, don't scold me. The land didn't cost much, and one of my secret ambitions is to live on top of a mountain where I can look out the big picture window in the living room and see for miles and miles.
I'm afraid my dreams haven't been that ambitious. Living on top of a mountain or a hill or whatever that is over there, it sounds too grand for me.
Well, it won't have to be a mansion of a place, Penny. It certainly won't be anything like Mother's. I don't want that myself. I'm sure you don't.
No. No, I think I prefer something a little more modest than your mother's house.
Penny, we could build a small house on that hilltop. Just a small place at first, and And then add to it as we wanted more room.
Oh, I'd like to be small, darling. I'm tired of keeping house, and the smaller the better.
Hey, wait a minute, young lady. If you think you're going to do one lick of housework, you're... Oh, what do you think servants are for?
Well, I guess I'll have to admit, Barry, that it's going to be a thrill to have servants. Oh, I can even have breakfast in bed if I want to.
You can have all three meals in bed if you want.
No, that's overdoing the luxury. Oh, darling, we don't want too many servants. I hope I'm not used to them.
Well, you'll get used to them soon enough. Say, you know, you're popular with Mother's servants. When they heard that we were getting married, they all put in bids for jobs with us. I think Mother's going to have a contest and let the winners work for us.
Oh, it's going to be strange, but wonderful. You know, I'm kind of used to them.
I know what you're used to doing. You're used to beating your brains and breaking your back and trying to hold a job and keep a house running at the same time.
I'm trying to.
But once you're Mrs. Barry Carlton, no job, no housework.
And I won't complain. But, Barry, what'll I do with my time?
Just waste it, loving me and being loved by me. Oh, boy, what a wonderful waste of time that's going to be.
Oh, I guess I should be spanked for being so thrilled about it. But you know, the thought of just being lazy is appealing to me.
Oh, wait, you've learned how to be lazy. Give parties, go to parties.
Barry,
what?
Do you have the engine still running? You're wasting gas.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm trying to run out of it so we can stay here and dream all night.
You dream wonderful dreams.
You're in every one of them. That's what makes them so wonderful.
You're in all of mine. Yep, they're the loveliest dreams I've ever had. But I dreamed only of you, not of all this.
You wouldn't. You'd be just as happy if I said we'd live in a half-sunken houseboat up the river in Patchtown.
No, I wouldn't. At least I think I want to live a little bit better than that.
Why, you snob. You'd be surprised how a houseboat can be fixed up to... Well, what do we care? We're going to live in that house there up on the hill. Hey, can you see it standing there now?
Mm-hmm. And I can see myself standing out in the front lawn looking down here, waiting for your car to turn off the highway.
And I can see myself peering through the windshield of my car as I drive toward the hill, trying to make out the tiny figure of a girl on the hilltop waving to me.
You know, we're dreaming like a couple of kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're acting like a couple of kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, who has more fun than kids, huh?
You have a point there.
Well, Penny, that's my dream. That hilltop, that house. Shall we make that dream come true?
It's my dream, too, Barry. And I always wish for my dreams to come true.
Good. It's all settled, then. I'll call an architect I know in New York, and he'll come up, and then we... Or would you like to have Johnny draw the plans?
No. No, I'd rather he didn't.
I didn't think you would. That's why I thought of this fellow in New York right away.
I think that'd be better.
I'd like to give Johnny the work and let him make his fee, but after all, it would be sort of rubbing it in, wouldn't it?
Oh, I think Johnny'd be grateful for the job, but it might hurt him.
Say, I have it. Let's give the plans to your foster father.
To Jed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be wonderful for him.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Why?
What, Jed draws Johnny bills? At least that's the way it's always been.
Oh.
No, it'd hurt Johnny if Jed drew our plans and gave the work to someone else.
Yeah, I should think it would. Well, we're putting the house before the wedding, aren't we? Maybe we'd better worry less about Johnny Keith and our home and more about the where, when, what, and how of our wedding.
Jed, he's so short they can't be sharpened much more.
Well, when you do bring him, Johnny, bring me a half dozen double zeros, will you?
All right, Jed. Well, what do you think? We ready to go ahead and build?
Johnny Keith is asking me when to build?
Well, this is different, Jed. A lot of our future depends on how the dream house turns out.
What do you say we turn it out and let it take care of itself,
You're that sure of it, are you?
No, but I'm not afraid of a gamble. Are you?
No. If you're not, I'm not.
Good. Then let's go ahead and build.
No, I'm home.
Oh, hello, Penny.
Well, I'll be gone, Jed.
No, son, you just sit right here.
Hey, the house is awfully quiet. Where is everybody?
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hello, Penny.
Penny, Johnny and I have just decided to go ahead and build the dream house.
Oh, you mean you decided, Jed?
Good. I certainly wish you lots of luck.
Mm. We'll need more than luck. We'll need buyers.
Build a better house trap, and the world will be the path to your office.
I hope you're right, Jed. Well, I've got to beat a path to my bed. It's getting late. Good night, Jed.
Good night, son.
I'll walk to the door with you, Johnny.
Well, you don't have to.
I'll be right back, Jed.
Will you bring me that book on the living room table when you come back, Giles?
Yep. You excited about building the dream house, Johnny?
Oh, I think I'll be more excited about selling it than building it, Penny. By the way, you wouldn't be in the market for one, would you?
Well, I was
only kidding, Penny. I couldn't imagine Barry Carlton and his bride living in a five-room bungalow. Well, five rooms will hardly be enough for the servants.
Look, Johnny,
well, don't tell me you won't have servants, Penny. You'll need them. Not for yourself, or for Barry.
As a matter of fact, Barry did say we'd have servants.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. But they'll be a necessity. We're going to have a rather large home, Johnny. Not too large.
You really did all right for yourself, didn't you? Well, good night.
Johnny, wait a minute.
What for?
I don't think you should talk to me like that.
I haven't said anything that wasn't the truth, Penny. You know, I'm proud of you.
So?
You kept me dangling and hoping for weeks and months just to have me around in case something better failed to come along. But something better did come along, all right.
So that's what you think of me, is it?
No, Penny. What I think of you doesn't matter anymore, especially to you. It matters to me. I'm beginning to lose all respect for myself.
You know, Johnny, plain jealousy isn't very becoming to you.
What do you want me to show, fancy jealousy? Would that make you feel even more smug than you do now?
No, you're the one who's being smug now, Johnny.
I don't know about that.
You seem to have a sudden air of self-righteousness about yourself. Where did that come from? Have you always done everything for someone else, nothing for yourself?
We're not talking about that.
I am, Johnny. Kind of thought you'd be a little bit different about this. Certainly, of all people, I didn't expect you to criticize me for wanting to marry Barry. Well, what if he is rich? His money doesn't keep me from being in love with him. Or have you forgotten what it's like to be in love?
No, I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten who I was in love with either. But I think it's about time I did. Good luck, Penny. And, when you're Mrs. Barry Carlton, don't forget the other half is still living.
Johnny, Keith, you...
Penny! Something the matter out there?
No, Jed. No, nothing's the matter. Nothing at all.
Is Penny Gibbs going to marry wealthy Barry Carlton and lose all her friends? Will Johnny Keith's bitterness cast a threatening shadow over Penny's happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef, beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.